WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
So how about a little quiz to stimulate your brain cells? It's rapidly approaching, and yet we've already had one. So what is it? The answer to that question is the 2017 tropical storm season for the Atlantic Basin. The season actually begins on June 1st and ends on November the 30th. But if you're a real weather nerd, you already know that a short-lived storm well out into the North Atlantic was named Arlene. She persisted for a little less than 24 hours. The rest of the players for the 2017 season will be Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily, Franklin, Gert, Harvey, Irma, Jose, Katya, Lee, Maria, Nate, oh, we'll never live that one down, Ophelia, Felipe, Rena, Sean, Tammy, Vince, and Whitney. So here's another one. When did the United States start naming hurricanes? Well, the answer to this one is a little complex. The U.S. actually began naming hurricanes using the phonetic alphabet in 1951. This plan, however, was abandoned in 1953 when a new phonetic alphabet was introduced. So in 1953, the U.S. began using female names for storms. It is of interest to note that an Australian meteorologist, Clement Ragg, began using women's names for tropical storms before the end of the 19th century. So one final question. When did the practice of naming hurricanes after women come to an end? Well, this has a two-part answer also. It was 1978 in the eastern North Pacific and 1979 for the Atlantic Basin. In those years, a combination of men's and women's names were used. So how did you score? Three correct answers puts you in the Hall of Fame for hurricane knowledge. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.